Adrenaline is kicking in at this point.
Exactly. And then you know that feeling when you and I got off the plane, we were talking about it. Like as soon as you hit the jetway, like you feel that air.
That heat and
that humidity or whatever it is.
Equator air. Equator
you're like, oh, all of a sudden you feel like $1 million and mm-hmm. just want to take off all your clothes. You know?
Sure,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Because I was wearing pants and a button down. So it was like, oh man, I can't wait to get these pants off. You know, you want to get.
I wish I could do it before the bus ride.
Make these into cutoffs. Maybe I should just do it. Who's got scissors?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not allowed to fly with scissors. And it was super easy getting like customs was nothing. It was like a total piece of cake. They didn't even have to hit.
You just had a carry on.
Yeah,
just
I did.
Like your backpack style travel, right?
Is that I was the only one that only went with a backpack. You know, all the majority of my friends are married, like so those couples, and they all
right. They understand so adult living.
Like, Greece, that's all you brought. I was like, yeah, I need three t-shirts, a pair of shorts, mm-hmm. a couple changes of underwear, and mm-hmm. what else? What else? A swimsuit. What else do I need? Why bring a big suitcase? But
and that worked out okay for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. If we're gonna
get to the story of why you needed more clothes, I don't want to skip ahead.
In retrospect, I could have used one more T-shirt.
Okay.
Maybe. But so I underpacked slightly, but maybe won't.
Greece, you wearing that thing again?
Well, I'll get to that. Oh man. So you get there, you take the transport. We had a bus wait or a couple vans waiting for us.
So this was all organized. Who was in charge of this?
One of the girls.
Of course.
Yeah. She organized everything.
Uh-huh.
Set up everything, and I just had to, you know, call and make my own reservation and book my own plane. And otherwise, yeah.
You all stayed at the same hotel?
All stayed at the same, all inclusive.
Block of rooms. Oh, it was all inclusive.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So but you get off and you have to take a ferry over to this island, mm-hmm. Isla Mujeres,
mm-hmm.
Island of Women.
Mm-hmm.
You get on the boat as a Ferrari, this giant Ferrari yellow boat, like a ferry. There's a bar on the bottom.
Okay.
There's live music up top, you know. And
it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. It's like a 25-minute journey.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty cool.
What, did you get a little drink on the way over there?
Got a Dos Equis.
Got to.
Yeah, me and Bowser were, we might as well. You know, she came around with the beers. They had somebody.
What'd that set you back?
It was, they were $7 in dólares, and so I had a 10. She didn't have any change. So
conveniently.
Keep the change. Like, she had pesos for change, but just keep it. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do the conversion. I don't. I didn't come here to do math. The fuck. So yeah, we had a beer there, and then we get to the other side, and it's this fantastic little island, just
mm-hmm.
awesome. And you get off at the port, and you walk through the little shops and taquerias and all sorts of action going on as you're. So we had like a short 10-minute walk to our hotel from there. The island is, there's very few cars. There's mm-hmm. taxis and stuff, and a few people have cars.
Scooters.
Scooters and golf carts
mm-hmm.
are mainly what's on the road. So we rented.
I think that's my ideal situation for the world. It's just scooters and golf carts.
It wasn't bad. It kind of worked out. We rented five golf carts Some people went to rent the golf carts, and the rest of us walked to the hotel to get checked in.
I'm already down $10 for a beer, but I'm not going to rent anything.
You guys take care of this. So we get there. We're 7 a.m. flight. By 1 p.m., we're checked in
mm-hmm.
and set to go.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice place. Like,
the room wasn't quite ready, so just went to the pool bar right away and started hop right in the pool and start, you know, the waiter kept coming by. So
in your, where you had to change somewhere.
I did. I went into the lobby bathroom and just changed into my suit. And,
mm-hmm.
So I just had my backpack with me, laid it by the pool for me and McBro were in the pool, just drinking, trying every cocktail they had, you know, having some beers.
So you're already enjoying
the all inclusive
lifestyle.
Yeah, let's get after it. And right.
Any familiar friends in terms of the drink menu?
Yes. Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those?
Yeah.
They had this, the guy turned us onto a new one, the Superman. So it was like three color. It was like a Miami Vice with an extra color.
Oh, okay.
With a blue in all there, right. You know, Superman colors. And that was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of just, you know, whatever he said, whatever he recommended, I was willing to try.
Excellent. Yeah,
let's give that a try.
Sure.
And then, you know, mix it in an occasional sip of tequila and some Dos Equis at the bar.
And this is all while waiting to check in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And we're getting...
So you're hammered by 1:30, basically.
It's weird. Like, you know, I certainly was, not mm-hmm. feeling any pain, but it was just such a so casual day. Like, you know, I was eating quesadillas from the... There's a right by the pool bar. There's a guy mm-hmm. making quesadillas, so I was popping those all day. And,
mm-hmm.
Certainly was... was feeling great. It was mm-hmm. flying high.
Sure.
We were having a great time. It wasn't until my room was ready at 3
mm-hmm.
and I didn't go claim it till like 5, you know, because we had a 7 o'clock dinner reservation uh-huh. on the other side of the island.
I'm gonna catch a quick 8-hour nap.
So it was, I didn't want to, I felt like if I went back to the room and fell asleep, then it might be a bad time to take a nap, so
Brendan,
might as well just keep...
Time to go back to right. Chicago.
Right.
But wait a minute.
Where the fuck am I?
Fuck.
So just was riding that momentum and uh-huh. hanging out. Pool. You know, I wanted to get his... Since
you weren't sloppy, though, because you really had to keep it somewhat together, right? Because dinner's on the way?
Yeah, yeah. No, I wasn't...
Had you, at this point, utilized any skin protection?
Yeah, I just hopped in, and then eventually I opted for, I borrowed some SPF 30 from mm-hmm. McBro's wife and just slathered
Again,
myself up.
Girl coming prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Always, always clutch.
But, oh, right. Yeah.
Hey, over the course of the weekend, I'll show you. I did get some burn. If you want to see.
This is nice. Brendan starts unbuttoning his shirt for me.
I'll show you a little bit.
Jesus, Brendan. He's doing undoing
if
this.
If anybody walks by the studio,
I hope
right
Peter
now.
Bulger walks by right now, or maybe Marv.
Got some burn. Not too bad though.
Yeah, there's some area on your back that looks like it's a little burnt. on your muscular build, athletic build. Wow.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brendan, for showing. It's been a while since I've seen you shirtless, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's been since.
Just want to call HR very quickly.
Is it
here.
Since Mexico or?
I don't think we've been shirtless since Mexico.
Wow, it's too long, man.
Maybe had you invited me up to your apartment at some point.
That's yeah.
Things might have gone in that direction. But.
Bro, feel free to take your shirt off. It's all cool.
So okay, so Brendan is in the pool all afternoon.
Yeah, we're just having
quesadillas
and having a blast.
Enjoying a full buffet of drinks.
Absolutely. Drinking them all.
Just
you know?
With the wanderlust of an explorer. Let's try that. Oh, that looks good.
Exactly. Yeah. Just lots of, you know, just living it up. It's we're in the binge drinking zone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, so I go up and get ready. We go to dinner. We get on the golf carts and we're flying across. It's somewhat dangerous because you're sharing the road with actual cars.
Uh-huh.
And the golf carts, there's no safety involved in golf carts.
Yeah.
And they're four-seaters, basically, you know, two facing backwards, two facing forwards, mm-hmm. in the front, the driver and the
You weren't
passenger.
Driving, were you?
No, I didn't drive.
Were you facing forwards or backwards?
I was facing backwards. There were some very near misses amongst the group, you know. Uh-huh. Everyone had been... no one would have passed the breathalyzer test
I see.
You know, on this journey. But
almost all 25 immediately started partying.
Yeah, it was full on going after it.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to the restaurant. It's a nice, like, we had pre-ordered these meals, because the organizer couple had been to this island before. They were the reason we chose it, and they'd been to this restaurant. Mm-hmm. There's a system where they, you know, got to know the chef, and like if you pre-order, then it just makes everything go a lot smoother.
Sure.
Especially.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.